So, good morning. We noted a couple of days ago that there is a practice when it comes to Hanukkah that many times women are more stringent than men in certain respects, in that there was a practice, it's not as widespread today, but there was a long-standing practice that for half an hour, once the candles had been lit, while men would continue with whatever they were doing, women would halt for half an hour and cease what we're terming malacha, or work, not the 39 malachot, but any sense of toil or exertion. And we said the reason for that, we would state the next time we turn to this. And there are two reasons. And the reason that women are more strict in this sense, the Kitzur says in Halacha Gimel, is twofold. Number one, they were victimized more under the reign of the Greeks in what became known in medieval Europe as prima nocta. The authorities would claim rights to women on their wedding nights in a horrific, barbaric expression to subordinate those under the hegemony. And the women were victimized in that sense in a very serious physical, bodily way. And they celebrate redemption because they are freed from that condition, number one. And number two, not only were they victimized more, but they participated more in the salvation with the story of the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the high priest. Yochanan, who was, as a result of this practice, taken into the house of the reigning emperor, who she then fed dairy foods, which apparently make you very thirsty. I don't know if that is chemically the case, but milky foods make you very thirsty. He then wanted wine. She got him drunk, and that was the end of him. So for those two reasons, number one, that women were victimized more. Number two, they were more instrumental in the salvation. There is a practice among women, or there has been a practice among women, to take half an hour of stasis, of space, without toil and exertion, to focus on that. And it strikes me that if women were more involved and they had more reason to celebrate, you might have said, well, don't spend half an hour doing nothing. Spend half an hour doing something proactive to designate, to show the celebration. And it strikes me that maybe this absence of malacha, carving out a hollow in time and space, is a way to process personal change, to preserve memory. It's not an absence of activity, it's a way to process internally. And if women were to move on and do other things, or even proactively do things, it doesn't give time for the internal mechanisms to process the change, the liberation, the redemption. And Lahavdil, in many ways, Shiva is similar in that it carves out time where one doesn't do anything. Malacha, obviously, when it comes to Shiva, you can do the 39 malachot, but one is supposed to avoid malacha, working, toiling, exerting. And it seems to me it's a similar mechanism where you carve out space to process personal change, to preserve memory. And it is our hope, Jerry, that over the rest of the Shiva and the days to come, you find the memories of your mother to be a source of comfort and blessing to you and those around you. We wish you nechama. Reb Chadana ben Akash Shemar Sekadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Eitz Yisrael Chen Himbal Chemitzvot Shneimad Dinai Chafetz Zman Sidko Yagdol Torah V'Yadir.